I think my dad would be honored. The in memory program, there's a plaque that's on the grounds of the memorial site in DC that reads, "In memory of the men and women who served in the Vietnam War and later died as a result of their service, we honor and remember their sacrifice." So he would have been honored to be recognized in Washington, DC. And it was an honor for us to be there. It was a very touching and heartfelt ceremony.
And then just as far as kind of this new recognition that coincides with the, you know, the wall out there, to learn about your dad getting recognized in this fashion or getting the honor, what was kind of the, I guess, the emotional reaction when the family heard that, hey, they're going to honor dad for his service back during the Vietnam War?
We were honored that he was selected to be recognized at the ceremony. The process itself is fairly easy. So I would recommend if anybody has family members that have served in Vietnam to also look into this opportunity. So you fill out some applications and send in some paperwork, and the committee sends you an email with their selections. And so we sort of knew that dad would be honored for this just based on how that transaction went through. But dad would have been thrilled, and we were honored that we had the opportunity to travel to Washington, D.C. and take part in the ceremony. Well, you know, dad didn't talk about Vietnam that much. I've heard a few stories, but not many. But I will say he was honored to serve. And he was a commander at the Alito VFW in the 70s. So he was very proud to serve the United States.
So how emotional was it for the family then when you're out there at a ceremony like that with, you know, the wall as a backdrop, you know, and just Washington as a backdrop for all of this? What was kind of the emotional reaction from you and the family during all of this in June?
The whole ceremony was very heartfelt and touching. They had the West Point choir singing. They had a retired Navy Top Gun who emceed the ceremony. And again, it was on the grounds of the Vietnam Memorial site with the Washington Monument in front of us. And we each had the opportunity, each family had the opportunity to go up on stage and read dad's name, his branch of service, as part of this ceremony. And then they ended with an Army bugler playing taps. And I'll tell you, there was not likely a dry eye in that audience. So it was, they do a great job honoring the servicemen of Vietnam.